Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to a special edition. We got our times mixed up here, but I have the singer on the line right now. I thank you guys for your patience. I'm going to repost this link so that everybody can see the correct link and listen to the rest of the interview if you missed or you couldn't stay around and hang around. But hi, Sissy, this is, you're on the air right now.
Hi, Joy. Hi, everyone. Very happy to be here.
Let me play some music again for them, just so for the people who might be listening now, they can just hear. I'm going to play the first song of the album, Mo Pepe, okay?
Great. Sounds great.
As you Pepe, mami, Pepe.
So that is Mo Pepe, the title song from your album, Mo Pepe Mama. So let's talk about you first, and why are you a singer? And if you couldn't be a singer, what else would you be?
All right. So I'm a singer because, I mean, no one in my family is a big musician, but my passion for singing started watching that movie with Whoopi Goldberg and Lauryn Hill. In French, we call it Future Act. I know that in the U.S. it has another title, but it's about this religious woman, this guy, this religious woman, coming to a school in a difficult neighborhood and starting up a choir. And I remember watching that movie and seeing Lauryn Hill sing, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I want to do. So after watching that movie, I enrolled in the choir of my church and started to sing some gospel. And that's how my love of music started, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a good movie here. I mean, she's iconic actress, Whoopi Goldberg, and a lot of people love that show. And, you know, there was another one after that.
Yes, I saw all of them.
Oh, my God, you saw
all
of them? You saw all of the movies?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So, you know, now you're also a mom. You have four kids. How do you sing, be a mom, and be a wife? How do you do it all?
Well, you know, it's a little bit what this song Mo Pepe is about, because Mo Pepe means the wind in Lingala. And I wanted to write that song for all those women out there that are a little bit like me, like the wind, in the sense that they want to reach for the stars, and the sky is the limit. They are passionate, driven by the dreams and ideals, and one of my dreams was to be a mom of four kids, but also not only a mom, but a singer and a professional in another sphere, because I also work in development in Africa. So I really believe that as women, we are like the wind. We are all embracing, and we are not just moms or just professionals or just, you know, passionate artists, or we can do a lot of things. We are the pros of multitasking as women. So that song, Mo Pepe, is really for women, pays tribute to womanhood and also to mothers for whom the love of their kids is like the wind, as untamable and powerful as the wind.
Yes, women do multitask. I'm a mom. My daughter's grown. She's big now, but I remember working, doing homework with her. I remember I was in school. I was doing my homework. She's doing her homework. I got to cook dinner, you know, everything. Read the story at night, you know. So your husband. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there is a kind of pressure now on us all to excel at everything that we do. And it's great. I mean, it's also, it's of course, really great to want to do everything super, super well, but it's also a huge pressure, and that also prevents us from going into other things that we may not excel at, but we are just good at, and we take fun from doing those things. So I'm all for doing many, many things as long as it's fun, as long as it brings you joy, just do them. Don't put such pressure on yourself to specialize or focus on just one thing and be a one-trick pony. Like, the life is there to be enjoyed, and there are many things that we can do and we can have fun doing, and we should just do that.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're having fun with this music. I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play the song Nawe so they can hear that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
So that, I believe, I was reading in the little booklet, it's like a love song, and she's missing her love. But also, you sing in so many languages. How many languages do you speak?
So I speak Lingala, which is my mother tongue from Congo.
Okay.
I speak French, which is my dad's tongue. And I speak English, obviously, this I learned in school. And I also speak a little bit of Italian, because we had to choose one more language to study, and I went for that one. So four languages. But I sing in all of them, actually. French, English, Lingala, and Italian.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. I knew I liked you. I mean, I just, when I heard your sound, I was like, oh, my God, I need to have her on the show. It's just very soothing, and you have such range in your sound, from the highs, the lows. I really love that the different languages in the songs, because it also brings in different people. You know, you can have different audiences. Like, you got American audiences, you got African, you know, all kinds of audiences can appreciate your music.
Yes, for sure. And I love to use that mix, the mix of languages, and also present my mixed heritage in my song. The song that you just played, Nawe, it's about a mixed couple. So the guy is an African guy, the lady is European, and they are quite edgy. In the music video, you'll see, like, one is full of tattoos and the other one is like a Rasta guy. And I'm myself the producer of a mixed couple. So my dad is Belgian, my mother is African from Congo,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It came with this. With some challenges, and I wanted to write that song that way about the story of my parents, because they stood against a lot of prejudices, and they decided to continue their relationship despite what their entourage and their family was thinking about it. So now it's really about standing for the person you love, no matter what are the expectations from your family, from your friends. No matter how long people around you tell you that the person you love is for you, if you love that person, that is the right person for you, no matter how different they are from you and from your family.
Yeah, your husband, he's from Denmark, I believe, and he's also helping you. He's helping you with the videos, I heard. He's helping. Is that correct?
Yes, this is a big family affair. That's why the first song that you played, Mopepe, actually, so he filmed it, but he also appeared in it as well as my four kids. They are all on the videos, on the video of Mopepe. You know, for the longest time, I actually tried to hide from my African fans that I had a multicultural family, because I was afraid that it would dilute my Africanity somehow to be married to a European man. And I was afraid that I would not be recognized as an African singer if they found out that my husband was European and my kids were only a quarter African. But at the end of the day, I decided with this album to be true, to be myself. I'm proud of my family, and to let my music speak for itself, no matter you know, who I am married to, or, and I just wanted to showcase them as well in the video so that everyone knows that this is who I am and I'm proud of it. And my music is a mix of influences. It's African, it's jazzy, it's European, and it reflects who I am and what my family is. With this album, I just decided to be fully true to myself and authentic so that, I guess it touched even more the hearts of people.
I think it's great because you also highlighted a lot of great musicians. You have a Japanese trumpeter. You have a Congolese guitarist. You got a bassist from South Africa. You have a rapper. So I think that's what makes the album so great, is that you did realize, okay, I have to be fully myself, and I'm not just one thing. I'm all these different things, and it shows. And on your Instagram, you really highlighted the other artists. You allowed them to have some their moment in the light, so to speak. I thought that was great.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, Joy. Yeah. I just found out, you know, this album has been produced in the time of COVID. So lockdown, restrictions, not able to actually gather in a studio and record music together. So I managed to pull these musicians from all around the world, and I actually met them virtually. We never met physically, thanks to a project launched by Tina Turner, which is called Beyond Music, and it's a competition that asks musicians from all around the world to create together a song on a specific theme. And last year, I won the competition with 10 other musicians, and I was fortunate enough that I realized winning the competition, because the project was fully online. We collaborated with musicians without ever meeting each other, and I realized with that experience of film music, it is possible to make an album today with the means that are available at our disposition, with the means that we have, with the technology, the WhatsApp messages, the video conferencing, etc. We can make an album remotely in this time of corona, which is a period during which artists are very much don't have live shows. We cannot meet with our audience, but we can still invest in our talent and in our creativity, so that when this corona ends, we are ready to offer something to our audience. So, as you said, there were people from all over the world, musicians, that I wanted to highlight, a rapper from Uganda, Shundo Ono, who is actually based in New York, Japanese legendary jazz trumpetist, who has also an incredible story of having this cancer of the mouth and surviving it and still continue playing his instrument.
Wow.
And also, he had a battle. Yeah, he had a very, very severe car accident, where he was in the hospital for months, and still with his faith and his passion for music, rehabilitated and went on to become the jazz musician. He's today winner of 2 Grammys. So he featured on one track of the album about God and about faith. So I'm really grateful to all these musicians that have agreed to be part of the album, and I wanted to highlight them because it is a teamwork. An album, even though it features one singer-songwriter, it is always a team of musicians, a producer, arranger, and I wanted to give them some place under the sun as well and showcase them on my Instagram profile.
So you're having a contest now, a dance contest. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so that's about the third song, the third single from the upcoming, from the album that just dropped 2 days ago, actually. So the third song is called Mokili, and it's about planet Earth. It's about, it's an apology for polluting it and not protecting it, while at the same time a commitment to do better and to protect our planet from now on. And it's a very conceptual song and a conceptual music video with a very fun beat. And I'm asking people to dance on it. It's a dance challenge. They just need to find their preferred 1 minute of the song and send it to me, dancing a nice choreography. And there will be some prize money, and also there will be featured in my next music video. So the winner of the competition will be featured in my next music video and win some prize money.
All right, I'm going to play Mokili for them so they can hear it, okay?
Perfect.
All right, hold on. Combination operatic, really, you know?
Yes, you know, as I said at the beginning of the set, I started singing in church choir. So that's my vocal training. My vocal training is in classical music, and I thought it would be fun to have that track, which is basically a fully a cappella track. There are no instruments, except maybe a small bass at the beginning, but otherwise it's just vocals and drums. And I thought it would be a nice mix to have this Afrobeat chant, this ethnic rap, and this classical choir. And my producer said to me when I came up with that idea that it's going to be too much out there, it's never going to work. But in fact, it kind of worked. Like, it is a fascinating, hypnotic track. Like, it's actually one of my favorites in the entire album, Mokiri.
That's your favorite one? Yeah, yeah. So now you're doing videos, and I was looking, and you said you're going to do one video a month for the next year. Is that correct? That's a very ambitious goal.
Yes, you know, so I just had my fourth child. It was in October, so she's turning 6 months in a week, so I'm on maternity leave at the moment. And
okay.
It doesn't mean that I have a lot of time in my hands, not really, but I have a little bit more time. That is, I was going back to my day job in a way. So my ambition is to keep the fans interested and submit new content for them to enjoy every single month. So it started in January with the release of one single, Mopepe. And someone told me, like, why don't you release one single a month? Because in this time of Corona, you cannot do shows, you cannot do concerts, but you need to keep your audience engaged. So the only way to do that is to offer them some new content on a regular basis. And I was like, this is genius. It's going to be challenging, but I'm going to do it. You know, I'm the Mopepe mama. I'm aiming for the sky. Anyone can do it. So that's what we've done so far. So we released those three singles, Mokiri in January, Nawe in February, Mokiri in March. The album dropped 6 months, like 3 days ago, in April. And we're going to continue. There are nine tracks left. The album is a 12-track offer. So between May and December, you have 9 months, and that means a music video per month to showcase. So I'm already recording the next music video, which will be released on May 15th. So that's an exciting thing. It keeps my creativity going. And because my husband is also the music video director, it's something
yes.
that we can share together. We do that as a family, as I said. It's very much a family affair.
Now, I saw in a video, an older video, you were playing a guitar. Do you play instruments? What, if so, What instruments do you play?
Sorry that I didn't get that.
I said, what instruments do you play? Instruments? I saw you playing a guitar on a video.
Yes, that's right. So, I do. I play the guitar. So this is the instrument with which I compose. I am not an amazing guitar player. So on the album, it's not me playing the guitar. It's Chris Bakalanga, who is the guitarist for the South African band Freshly Ground. I'm sure you know the song Waka Waka by Shakira, featuring Freshly Ground. So
okay.
he's playing for that band. So he's the one playing the guitar on all the tracks of Mopepe Mama. And myself, I'm just playing to set the tone, compose, because I'm composing all the songs. But when it comes to the recording, then I'm counting on my team of musicians to do a much, much better job than I would ever do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think, again, it's a great collaboration. Who else would you like to play with in the future? What other artists, musicians, would you like to sing with?
Well, actually, you have interviewed two of my most favorite female singer-songwriter, and that's why I'm so excited to be part of your show today, because the quality and the level of artists that you pick for your show is just, like, super. One of them is Fatmata Diawara.
Oh, yes.
Amazing singer-songwriter from Mali. Yes, I would love to work with her in the future. I think our sound could fit very well together. And then the second one is Imani. It's the French Comorian singer that you also interviewed. Yes. So those would be the two. If I could make a wish. and I also really love actually this male singer Ahmed Sultan from Morocco that you have also interviewed.
He's funny.
You really have a talent for picking the best ones out there. So
thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, the Fatima Diawara, she has a great sound. I can see, and Imani, she just came out with an album as well. I think another album, and she has like that kind of a deeper, smokier kind of sound, you know, in her voice there. But I think that because of your range, you could work with, you know, either of them. And then Ahmed, I mean, he loves collaborations. So, I mean, let's put it this way. Tweet at him, you know, email him. You know, I love collaborations. I think we need peace in the world. And music can bring peace because music transcends language and all these things. Music can transcend that. You know, you can be in Japan, in Africa, in America, and still work together as a musician. So, you know, I think it's important. I'm going to play another song now. I'm going to play Nako Kuma. I'm going to play that.
Oh, awesome.
Good. You should be the sign. Now I'm flying high, riding with the wind on my own cloud. It's like everything you love. Sun rays on the sea. May my time begin. Nothing is impossible. My time may begin. Blow the whistle.
I make it. My love, I can make it. Make it. My love, I can make it.
So I think we got cut off, but I want to thank you, Sissy. I'm going to try to call you back later. Thank you so much for being on the show. I want to play one of my favorite songs on the album, which is Tata Mana. It's about a fisherman. I just thought it was very almost melancholy type of song, but this is actually my favorite song. You guys have a great weekend. I'm going to be giving away some copies of her album. So you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Also check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys.
He comes and goes, all alone on his parole. The river shines, promises to give light on a sunny day. Yeah, la 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 la, yeah, la 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 la, Columbus, hey.